She's got hints nobody else would know. Hints nobody ever sees. We've got hints from Heloise. Now what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall?
Who the hell did that song, number one?
I hate that you asked me because I forget his name.
Oh, God.
But it was a
I've got a
good,
new
strong
place
P1.
To hang my keys. That is awesome.
Oh, man. yes. Hints. A relic from orphanage days past. It is a column to help you with your life. It is ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News. If you'd like to follow along, go to page 4E of your arts and life section today. I did hear a reference to hints yesterday on Bad Radio.
Did you?
Yeah, I forget what they were talking about exactly. It was something ridiculous.
But some crafty.
It was something.
Helpful
it was
tip.
Something about how to kill yourself, or I don't know.
Yeah, we covered that today too.
Yeah, we did.
God.
And then Dan was like, "Ah, is that a hint from Heloise?" And then Mino played the Kraftwerk background music.
See? You guys live. You guys are alive with
yes.
us. In our hearts.
We'll never die.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so one thing we've noticed in the years of reading hints on the air is, well, not only is this whole column a give up, much like the segment.
Right.
But she also tends to publish a lot of ridiculous hints that are written by kids or either written by the parents and signing the kid's name or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now she, in this particular column, she has broken those out into a little section called Just for Kids.
Whoa. See, she is evolving.
Yeah. So there's two. First one is from Ashley in New Jersey. Dear Heloise, I wipe my face off every night with a disposable facial cloth. When I'm done, I rinse out the soap, then I wipe it all over the sink and faucet to clean up my bathroom. I always like it neat and clean. So does my mom.
You done?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to...
The disposable face...
I get it. Like the little circular one?
No. I think she's talking about...
Remember those,
like
in your acne days, the little circular pads that you would...
She's probably talking about like maybe like a Neutrogena or Dove or Ivory Soap. I don't know. Some kind of like...
Okay.
The dispenser that comes out a sheet.
Okay. And then you wipe your face with it.
Yes.
And then you don't just throw it away because the job's
then,
not over.
Then you reuse it. You rinse it out and wipe up
the sink around where you just used
uh-huh,
it.
Yeah.
And that's in the newspaper.
Yes, in the newspaper. What's your regimen to keep your head all shiny? And
this old thing?
Do you ever have the giant knot acne?
On my head?
Yeah, it pops up on your temple and
never.
Looks like you've got an acorn growing under your head.
No. I shave my head in the shower.
Yeah?
Along with my face.
And your balls?
My balls... No, not in the shower. They're on a different schedule.
Oh, okay.
I don't maintain down there as often as I do the head. I mean, the head I have to do like three or four times a week.
Right.
Down there, you're just talking general awareness.
Yeah, quarterly shearings.
Check the calendar.
Yeah.
You know, see what's what you got to work on down there. I am surprised with the resistance and the strength of the bag against the razor. Like, I was scared of that for a long time.
You just got to overcome that fear.
Do you do razor or you clippers?
Yeah, a little bit of both, you know.
But I mean,
you've got to knock it back first.
It's a big day before when you drag a Mach 3 across that thing.
Yeah, for the first time. Well, you got to get it a little turgid down there.
Sure, but you don't want to open that thing up.
Got to get them to recede a little bit
because
if they're low that particular day, then it's a bad time to
you don't
Mach 3 it.
Slit that sack open and have them spill out like a bunch of marbles
right.
on the floor.
Sunscreen? Lotion on your
sunscreen,
head?
Sunscreen, yeah. I actually go with the old school, old, I have Old Spice, the original version. It's just, you know, with the ship on the cup, on the, like the old sailing ship on the tan sort of bottle.
Uh-huh.
And it's just pure liquid and it stings when you put it on, but man, it feels so good.
So it's aftershave and sunscreen?
No, no, that's just aftershave.
Oh.
Sunscreen.
Aftershave is weird. What's the point of aftershave?
Supposed
to tighten your pores?
I guess I don't know. Yeah, because I mean, you can get like
make
red.
You smell like a grandpa.
Yeah, I think so.
Dave A. in St. Augustine, Florida writes, "Dear Heloise, my mom hates it when the trash stinks. I was trying to think of what I could do about that. I noticed a carpet freshener container under the kitchen sink, so I sprinkled a bunch into the trash, and it worked. That bad odor was gone. My mom thought it was a good idea."
That's probably just a decent idea there.
Now, well, they do have scented trash bags.
You believe in that?
Nice lavender trash bag.
Yeah. I don't think that works. Drawstring technology has obviously saved the trash bag game for a long time. Remember, I mean, we used to have to use the little twisty tie to do it manually.
Easy tie flaps or the drawstring come first? And which do you prefer?
Easy tie flaps are garbage. No, I need drawstring.
Dude, I'm more of a flap guy.
They're just sitting there, flaps, and you tie it by
hand. No. You don't leave them sitting up
but
when
no,
you put it in the trash.
You curl them around, but then when you take it down, it's just pieces that you just make it easy to tie.
Yeah, just makes it
drawstring, bud.
Right.
Now, I would say powder in the bottom of the trash can, like separate from the bag, might even work a little. Like it just
or like
kind
a
of
little
a
little Febreze or Renews It in the bottom.
Yeah.
Bottom.
That would work.
S. Krause in San Angelo, Texas writes, "Dear Heloise, when I make muffins, I try to be creative. Sometimes I add oatmeal to make them more nutritious. Other times I add raisins or chocolate chips or sprinkle cinnamon in the batter." The end. You know, they make like muffin mix with chocolate chips or oatmeal or cinnamon already in it.
Yeah, there's options.
S. Krause.
Do you bake?
Do I bake?
Yeah, have you ever baked?
Like brownies.
I know. But like if I gave you 48 hours to make me a birthday cake.
Like decorated?
From scratch.
From scratch? Well, I mean, scratch. Does that mean like adding the egg and the oil and the water to the box of...
I have no idea. I'm saying from scratch.
Like flour and sugar.
Yes.
I mean, I guess I could look it up on Google.
And you have to make it rise.
Yeah, I could. It might not be shaped perfectly or taste exactly right. But then I would go by Central Market and I would buy a backup cake.
Backup cake.
And then
like,
once
ta-da!
Everybody would be like, "God, this is terrible, Dave." Well, just in case, I brought this one.
Emergency cake.
That's something that TC would do, have an emergency cake.
He probably does.
Yeah.
In the ticker room, break glass.
Right, yeah. Is it in there right now?
He's got like a little cupcake that's just behind glass at all times.
Just sitting on top of the fire extinguisher case. This is from Ray J. in San Diego, California. "Dear Heloise, my children love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for school lunches. On the weekend, I set out a loaf of bread and jars of peanut butter and jelly, and I make all the upcoming week's sandwiches at once. Then I place each one into a freezer-safe sandwich bag, then stack them back in the original bread bag, and then store them inside the freezer. I take out the sandwiches in the morning, and into the lunch boxes they go." Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I guess if you got a bunch of dumb kids, then you have to.
I'm on a serious late-life peanut butter kick.
I love peanut butter.
Do you have a jar like in play at your house that you just spoon
out
of?
Not at the moment, but yes, I've been known to... You want to know a total fat kid snack that I do sometimes?
Please.
Get the tablespoon and dip that in the peanut butter. Get a nice scoop of peanut butter. And then either like the frosted mini wheats or the Nilla wafers, scoop that off the spoon with the...
Oh, with the cookie scraping
with the cereal or the cookie. Scrape it off the spoon.
Wow.
Total fat kid. Love it.
I'm just going straight spoon in the peanut butter lately.
Really? But that's... I mean, if you're double dipping, that's gross. Unless it's just your peanut butter.
Okay. I think.
No one else touches that jar?
I don't think so.
Not even the dogs?
No. No, sir.
Like after you finish Mach 3 and test it out?
Yep. Silky.
Any stubble down there, guys?
Huh? You guys all right? They're fine. All right, do one more. We got to go.
One more?
The soccer dudes are going to yell at us.
Oh, yeah. That's right, because we have the a Fahey replay, and then
we have the
soccer dudes.
Yep,
kick around. All right. Okay, here's one that's totally insane, and this person didn't even sign their name. They're a reader via text message. Somebody has Heloise's phone number, and they texted this to her. How do you get Heloise's phone number?
She texts?
I guess. Dear Heloise, I keep the disposable shower caps when I stay in a hotel. When I go shopping for clothes, I put one in my purse. Before I try on clothes, I put the shower cap over my face so my makeup does not come off on the clothes. I worked in retail and know what it's like for sales staff to have to clean off makeup from items.
Look, that is...
She's putting elastic of the shower cap under her chin and then pulling it up over her face.
Like, terrifying.
And then putting the blouse on top.
Good God.
I mean, imagine the salesperson
walking
like,
in on
you
that.
Okay? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Does she cut out eye holes?
What if I clicked on her hidden changing room camera?
Right. The one that you planted there?
I'd be freaking out. That'd be the
worst.
Or
you're standing behind the two-way glass?
Just.
Getting ready to.
Just. Mav shorts, now the ankle.
Oh, God! What is she doing?
No, stop! Just start banging on it. Get out of here. That's terrible, Dave.
Or maybe,
that's like not, I mean, that's not our world. Man, it would suck to be a girl. You just got so much crap to do.
Yeah, I mean, the ritual of the hair and the makeup every day. Hair and makeup every day.
Paint yourself.
And then if you go to the gym, you're doing it twice.
Right.
Or if you're going out on a date.
Right.
Or going out to a fancy dinner.
Right.
Or,
and then
or looking for a husband. Then you got to do it twice. Maybe three times.
You got to shave way more stuff.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Being a girl sucks.
You guys have it real bad.
Yeah.
That's how we end the show.
We're like, sorry.
The final group that we hadn't pissed off yet.
Yeah. Let's offend all women.
Yep. You guys are included now, too.
We're sorry for everything you have to go through.
Oh, if anything,
and we're sorry for laying on top of you.
That's got to be the worst part, too. All that for the right to have a steamroller or a sea cow writhing upon you. God, we're the worst.
Yeah,
man,
we
all suck. Hey.
We're extremely sorry.
Cowboy football tomorrow night. Come watch the show in Deep Ellum at the Bomb Factory. Let's party. And thanks for listening to all this chaos. And we, as always, Dave, what?
We love you, football ball.
Love your buns.
Oh, we love your buns. Yeah, and I'm sorry. I won't be on the radio again for a long time.
Goodbye.